Section 100. Praised be Thou, O Lord my God. Thou beholdest my perplexity, and the depth of mine anguish, and the agony of my soul, and the afflictions which beset me. By Thy glory, my heart crieth to Thee, by reason of the things that have befallen my loved ones in Thy path. And mine eyes run down with tears for them who in these days have ascended unto Thee, who have cast the world behind their backs and set their faces towards the shores of Thy transcendent mercy. Clothe them, O my God, with the robe of Thy favour and the raiment of Thy loving providence, which Thou hast reserved for Thine own self and woven with the hands of Thy manifold bounties and gifts. Give them, then, to drink from the hands of Thy loving kindness, of the cups of Thy measureless mercy. Cause them, moreover, O my best beloved, to abide within the precincts of Thy court and around Thy most effulgent tabernacle. Powerful art Thou to do what pleaseth Thee. And now I implore Thee, by the eternity of Thyself, to enable me to be patient in these tribulations, which have caused the concourse on high to wail, and the denizens of the everlasting paradise to weep, and through which all faces have been covered with the tawny dust provoked by the anguish that hath seized such of Thy servants as have turned towards Thy name, the most exalted, the most high. No God is there but Thee, the Almighty, the inaccessible, the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate. All Thy servants, O my God, are occupied with their own selves. So great have been the troubles which, as decreed by Thee, have encompassed them on every side. My tongue, however, is busied in extolling Thy chosen ones, and my heart in remembering them that are dear to Thee and are wholly subject to Thy will. Look not on my state, O my God, nor my failure to serve Thee. Nay, rather, regard the oceans of Thy mercy and favours, and the things that beseem Thy glory and Thy forgiveness, and befit Thy loving kindness and bounties. Thou art verily the ever-forgiving, the most generous.